This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Local Monday. Forget that phooey about Cyber Monday.
Yeah, you know who made that up, right?
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, he coined it. So,
follow the money, folks.
Yep.
Did I tell you I met Jeff Bezos? Did I tell you that?
No.
I sound like Kev. No, Kev's really? The last one. Hey, I met the, you know. No, he meets all the guys. Forrest Gump, for crying out loud.
Tell me about Bezos.
They built a distribution center in Grand Forks after they purchased Acme Electric.
Okay.
They purchased the tool catalog of Acme Electric from the Kuhlman family up there.
Okay. All right? Yep.
And so, obviously, they flew in, and they did a big powwow, and I just offered to do a broadcast. They got it. I had already made my first purchase, my very first purchase on Amazon, and I brought it with to this interview.
Okay.
Ask me what it was.
It was a book, I bet.
No, it was not a book.
What was it?
Although they were big on books then.
Yeah.
But they were starting to branch out then. See, they were going from books to other stuff. So it was a hard hat.
Oh, okay.
Now, it wasn't a normal hard hat. It was a cowboy hat that was OSHA approved as a hard hat.
Oh, nice. It was like a UND hard hat or something, maybe.
The big black. Yep. Oh, my gosh. And I thought maybe you
ordered the Scott Henin book.
I did not. Although that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Like, order your own book
to keep
from Amazon.
Numbers up, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, and I guess we have to be a little bit sympathetic to Amazon now that they actually are located in North Dakota. So I always said that about Microsoft, too. You know, one of their biggest non-Redmond campuses is in North Dakota. I mean, they got a big payroll here. So
I get that, but this year is different.
Yeah,
this is different. Yeah. And think about the independent contractors, you know, the Pampered Chef reps that you know.
100%.
Work with them.
100%.
They all have websites, too.
Yeah, 100%. No doubt about it. And I'm telling you, folks, there are going to be an alarming number of businesses that will go out of business a year from today, especially in the hospitality area. Hotel accommodations, restaurants. I mean, there's going to be a tsunami. There can't not be. I mean, look at it. I was in a restaurant last night, and I walked by, and every other table has a, you know, do not disturb on it, right? I mean, like, just like a church, every other pew. I mean, so there's no way that doesn't have an impact. Think about it. You got to still pay the lights. You got to pay for the building. You got to, you know, your mortgage or whatever, people to work there, and you aren't able to generate as much revenue. It's just basic, simple math. So, we should. Any way we can help local businesses, that is fantastic. Good idea. Let's see. Was there one more I needed to get in here? So if you'd like to send us one of the, I thought you had one. Oh, here it is. Okay. This one was on Facebook. 30 Mile Enterprise. Great product for truckers, farmers, and those that own a camper boat. Check it out. Oh, they're teasing us. They're going to tell us what the product is. Check it out on Facebook.
Right. What is it, like a 30-mile enterprise?
30, okay. Spell out 30, dash mile, enterprise. Great product for truckers, farmers, and those that own a camper, boat, whatever. Email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, toddstudio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us, 701-367-2054, or 701-226-8503 for Todd. And tell us a small business that you use, that you like, that you love to give a shout out to. Hope they get a little better deal. All right. And you can also call our 24/7 line. That is the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. 2020, in kind of an eerie way, because it started in 2019, is exactly what a Be the Buffalo kind of year is all about. It's when you have to be the buffalo, when you see the storm and you turn to it. That's what the folks at Oasis Petroleum do and are doing right now, battling in a very challenging time in the oil and gas industry, which they will be until demand comes back and the price goes up. So they're with you. They feel your pain. The Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota is here, Brent Sanford. Hello, Brent. How are you?
morning, Scott. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. A lot of things I want to cover with you today, so we'll kind of get right to it. One of them has to do with the replacement because of the death of Dave Andahl in District 8. And I talked to Wayne Stengem about this last week because there was a lot of headlines about it. Obviously, a pretty strong statement from the Attorney General towards the governor, and you know it's contentious. But having people, I think, understand the back and forth a little bit might help understand why you know there was the contentious nature of this thing because it was an understandable battle. And I have heard, I don't know this to be true because I've not talked to them myself, but I have heard that the Andahl family was supportive of the governor's plan for replacement as well. But it obviously went to the Supreme Court. You lost 5-0. Tell us from your perspective, the administration's perspective, your thoughts on why that happened.
Well, thanks for asking the question. And it's hard to get clarity on the issue. It's very complicated. First of all, the Constitution sets out duties for the executive branch and the legislative branch. And the executive branch, the governor is the head of the executive branch. And in layman's terms, there's a gap-filling ability for appointments if there's not state law otherwise on how to fill open positions. And so that was the point of the executive branch on this one, on the governor's point here, the governor's office's point. That's why this issue was brought forward, in the fact that, you know, where does this end? Does the judiciary make this point? Does the Supreme Court make these appointments if there's not state law? There's clear state law for replacing legislators that pass away or resign or are removed from office while they're in office, while they have been seated as legislators. There's also been a protocol of state law for if a candidate passes away earlier in the process. I believe it's before the ballots are printed, but there is no section of state law for when someone passes away 1 month before the election is to be held. And it's very clear you must be an elector of the state to be elected. And so our concern was, what's going to happen here? I mean, this is the third place vote getter going to win by default because this person is not an elector if they're not alive on election day. And so, you know, what to do with those winning vote totals became a challenge obviously for the Attorney General's office, for the legislative leadership, for District 8, for the governor's office, for the Supreme Court. And, you know, we felt there's a gap in state law, and, you know, that there may be legislation that's looked at this time during session, obviously, but there's a gap in state law, in our opinion. And the Supreme Court ended up going with the language in the Constitution that the legislative branch will replace their own members, and also that there is not a vacancy as long as there are seated legislators until November 30th. And so the argument was that there will be on December 1st, and the electoral process the election process didn't bring a qualified candidate forward. Actually brought someone that won that is not an elector. So it's the, you know, as you layman's terms, it's the Mickey Mouse statute. Can you have a write-in candidate of Mickey Mouse win and become mayor of a city? It's that situation. So it's complicated. It's probably not over. It's there. The District 8 voters they voted for Dave Andahl. It was very clear. They did not vote for Representative Delger. That was very clear. They can select, they can go for an option of a special election, which would happen after legislative session. If not, Representative Delger will be up again in 2 years. And so this, you know, there might be legislation passed. And unfortunately, this is an issue that got clouded in personalities and perceived conflicts, where it's a constitutional issue that we wanted to make sure it was brought forth.
I want to ask you also about the COVID situation. We just were chatting with Beth Sluddy from the West Fargo public school system. I want to play you something that I asked her about. And that was testing. You know, we understand health-wise schools need to be the way they are, but what's the impact on testing? Some national surveys suggest it's horrible. I asked Beth if that was tracking better in West Fargo.
From the numbers I've seen nationally, that would be fair to say. West Fargo saw a decline in math in our fall testing, but very small decline in English language arts. We'll be testing again now for winter testing, and we'll know more at that time. We are seeing the number of students that are failing one or more classes is up from what we would see in a normal year.
Got it. All right. Thanks so much. We'll let you get back to the tour. That is Beth Slutty from West Fargo Public Schools. We actually had a little extended interview with her just when the hour ended. But what your take on that, Brett?
Well, there's reasons New York City is having kids back in class. They're bringing kids back into class, I'm sure. Just think what they're seeing for kids falling behind. I can tell you personally from my own kids' standpoint, I mean, it's tough to keep up with math when you're in early elementary grades, when you're not with your teacher who's pros. You really respect the teachers when you see how hard it is to teach math to second and third graders. And then I've got a junior high student as well here in on hybrid, and he's talking about his classmates that are behind, you know, 35, 40 assignments because they don't either have to take care of their siblings when they're home, or they might not have good bandwidth at home. Their parents might not have internet. And so there's a reason why we have public school the way it is, private school the way it is, in-person learning, and there's going to be a lot of catch-up to do. And I think
hang on one sec. We'll continue after the break. From Sanford, Lieutenant Governor now.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience, great specials all month long like Pepsi products, 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls, jack lights, 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25, jerky, $3.69, or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day, grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking, you're going to love it. At PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
On Your Mind continues today, brought to you by PetroServe USA. I'll give you a little rundown of the menu, depending on where you might be traveling today. Say you're on I-29, and you're up north there by Harwood. Well, you could whip in there and have yourself tater tot hot dish for lunch today. Or you come a bit south on 29, you'd hit 12th Avenue North, and there's the barbecue chicken at the PetroServe USA location there today. You can also veer off on West Main Avenue, And that is, of course, the West Fargo location, the far west. There's two locations on West Main Avenue, but it's the far west one, Salisbury Steak. Or if you take the turn at Valley City and you're headed on I-94, exit 292, beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Those specials all come with two sides and a bun, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. But wait, there's more. There's all kinds of other options. All kinds of other things to grab and go, including the 4-for-4 deal of pizza, the two fresh-baked homemade cookies. Two of those, they are just like Grandma used to make, I'm telling you. Most often warm when they're still in the case, and it's kind of crumble in your hand. They're just beautiful. That's right. So you get the two cookies, the pizza, and the 20-ounce drink for $4. Four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Questions or comments for Brent, welcome. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Let's see, Randy in Northwood. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking my call, Scott. I got two questions, one's for you, one's for the Lieutenant Governor. So let's start with the Lieutenant Governor. Would he support stand-your-ground legislation in the state of North Dakota? It's real simple, yes or no?
That's something that will be coming up in legislative session, I assume, and that's something that we haven't taken a position on as an administration. So I'm not authorized to give you a yes or no answer on that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Scott?
In other words, if Brent's the lieutenant governor and the governor's the governor, they'll decide as as an administration, are we going to support this or not? But I'm guessing that there will be lots of input, lots of input to support that for sure. What'd you say, Brent?
That's
great. Bills come forward. If bills come forward, then they're vetted, and there's a lot of variation within just giving one sentence of stand your ground, what that means. I mean, look at all the different bills that came forward on different issues with firearms, et cetera, in the past sessions. And we have been supportive. We've got full NRA support, highest ranking. So you can bet that we'll be appropriate, and we'll be with where the majority of the legislature and the citizens feel on these topics as they come forward, as we have been in the past.
Well, and you had one for me, Randy, huh?
Yeah. About an hour ago, you had a report on a gun battle in Germany between the CIA and the FBI or DOJ. Where did that report come from? What news agency?
I have to go back and find it. I mean, it's not a secret. You can Google it and find it at a number of places. I don't know which particular article I was reading from when that came up because somebody had called about it. I the tab is gone, so I don't know. But it, like I say, that wasn't news to me. That's been out there for a while.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I think by the way, the source for that was Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, who's now a retired Air Force general and has been doing some interviews about this. So.
Okay. Perfect.
You can also throw his name into your search and you'll find it, okay?
All righty. And one other thing. I'm the guy that flies my flag upside down since Biden got elected.
Well, he hasn't been elected yet.
Well,
that's up to the electors. So I'd get that flag right side up. But
I think the rest of us Republicans ought to do the same throughout the country.
Well, first of all, Trump may be president. We got to let the legal action run its course.
If he is, it's over in a second.
Yeah. Okay. And we also need to find some media that are less interested in the fact that Jill and Joe Biden are going to get a cat in the White House.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, right?
Then there are some things that are happening in this country in many states. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate the call very much. Do we finish on education? That's where we're going to finish on the education point. Brent Sanford is with us, Lieutenant Governor. So who should decide? I mean, who's it up to ultimately? I mean, the CDC now is recommending kids be in school. And now you have some local health entities that are saying not so fast and take your time and everything else. I'm scratching my head because I've been force-fed How many stories about masks are mandatory, need to be mandatory? CDC recommends them. Come on, wear a mask. CDC says, well, are we just picking and choosing from CDC what we use for guidelines or what?
Well, our goals all along have been to get kids in school. If you look at North Coast Smart Restart, if you look at all of these different the different mitigations and that we're putting in place, and you look at how compliant the kids have been in school, the counts have been very low. You know, they have frustrations like the rest of society does with post-contact quarantining, but the counts have been very low. The positivity has been low. The kids have been compliant, and we're very happy with how it's worked throughout the school year. And these decisions are local school board decisions with guidelines recommended by the DPI and by the governor's office and by the health departments, et cetera. It's a group effort, a team effort, and there's the ability for local control at these school boards and at the administrative levels. And you heard from one of the best, and Dr. Sletty from West Fargo. So they have to gauge what their teachers are saying, what the parents are saying, what the school board is putting in front of them, what the administration is recommending, and then balance that with public health and the governor's office and DPI. And that's what you get elected to do on school boards. And appoint it to be as a superintendent. It's a big job right now. But overall, yes, our goal is to get kids back in school. And again, look at New York City putting their kids back in school as they're locking down other areas. They're seeing the importance of it. They're seeing it's better for kids to be with kids in school in these environments where it's regulatory and regulated, and they're in the desk. They're with teachers all day. They're learning, and they're not gathering in other places like malls, et cetera, if they're not in school. So our goal is to get kids in school, absolutely.
Let's see. Let's go to this caller, and I got a text here for you, too. Anonymous caller, I guess. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, caller?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I texted in a message and a photo of a letter I received in the mail because I was flying a Trump flag in my front yard. Did you see it?
Yes, I did. And the letter's disturbing. Obviously, it's awful. You believe it was because you have a Trump flag in your front yard? I don't remember reading that in the letter, but you're putting those two together?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. I'd like to know if anybody else got one. I don't know if this is a if this is a thing somewhere else, but if
main reasons I want.
I'm sorry, I lost you there. What?
I wanted to bring it out. If many people got this letter, or was I searched out and found? I mean, how did they get my name? Whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues there. There's no doubt about it. I'll give you a call after the program, and I see in the text that you left your number, because we can help there. And if anybody else has got one of those,
energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. I didn't even plan that. Kind of worked out there with the music. Musically inclined, kind of like Todd, you know.
Tapping my toe.
Just do what I got to do. Anyway, H.A. Thompson & Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. We thank them very much. Talk about Local Monday. If you are in need, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contract services. Here is a 100-year-plus company in H.A. Thompson & Sons that can serve you. Legendary service for commercial and residential heating, cooling, plumbing services throughout Bismarck, Mandan, and surrounding areas. The commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. They have IAQ products. What is an IAQ price? An air cleaning product. It's held in high regard. Kills viruses. You know of any viruses you'd like to have killed? Me too. Mold, spores, odors, bacteria. This goes into your existing HVAC equipment. So call them for more details. 701-234-9889. Back with Brent Safford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Big picture on COVID. We were talking before the break. Did you finish your point before the break on some of the stats you were talking about related to the, push from the administration? And I, by the way, I agree. I heard that early on from the administration. You know what? We do not want to do this one day longer than we need to. Let's push for this. And a lot of the recommendations came from local health groups. So the local county health, city, county health, is city, county health and Department of Health interlinked? Are they the state health department staff, the local county health department, Brent?
No, local public health is separate. So, I mean, it's a big learning curve of all the different players in this. But yes, absolutely. It's a partnership between all the different stakeholders and entities. And right now, you look at cases have come down by one-third as far as active cases or positivity rate. Is half of what it was 2 weeks ago. We were in the 15 to 20% daily positivity. Now we're more like 8%. We're getting daily positives of 600 or 700 people instead of 1500 plus. Our hospitals are feeling like the pressure is relieving a bit. I had a quote from one of the leaders in the hospital systems that feels like we can get through this now. What was happening 2 weeks ago is the hospitals were reaching out and saying they're feeling like they're being overwhelmed and they don't know if they can get through the increased cases and the trajectory that we were on. And so it feels good to see the active positives from 10 to 11,000 active positives in North Dakota to the 7,000 range now. And so it feels like it's crested again. And we just have to keep up what we're doing and get through the holiday seasons and get into January, February, March and see if the virus keeps spreading like it has as we've been indoors or if it's something that we start to see it waning as such a high percentage of the population have had it or are subject to it.
I hope that, if we're going to say the CDC is the source and, local health care providers, local public health officials, state health department, others say, you must listen to CDC. I mean, it is chilling to know the CDC is coming out saying, look, we believe that the damage and the danger is far worse than COVID by having kids in schools. Wow. That's telling you all you need to know. So I hope that continues to change and evolve fast, not just because we know how challenging this has been. So overall, you've just given us a pretty good overview on COVID. I did hear somebody here recently say, you think there's any coincidence by the fact that the numbers have come down as quick as they have after a mandatory mask, order by the governor? That connect the dots. And I haven't dug into any of the data, but even if the numbers are down, that seems to be a bit of a stretch, right? For one, I don't personally see any different mask behavior now than I did when there was not a quote-unquote mask mandate statewide. It seems to be about the same out and about and wherever you're at. But what's your thought? Are those two linked?
Well, it's absolutely part of it. But you can see that we were plateauing. 2 weeks ago, we were plateauing, and we did not want it to spike. And there's no way we'll ever know if it would have spiked or if it would have kept plateauing and then crested, the last week. It's gone down to one, it's gone down 30% as far as active. And so, you'd like to believe that what we're doing for our mitigations is helping with people being responsible on their distancing, people being responsible on their masking when they can't distance, et cetera. And you saw a lot of this mitigation was happening at the individual city level prior to the governor's mask order. And it was happening in the large metro areas around the health centers, around where the hospital systems are saying we need to do more mitigation. We need to try to stop spread and stop some transmissible moments because we're starting to get to the point where we can't handle it. The staff, there's too many staff positives. And so then they're quarantining and not able to be at work. And staff the beds. And so, you saw how many, 70% of plus of the population was covered by mayor and city council and local government ordinances that were passed for mask mandates. So there was actually activity happening before. But the point is that the governor saw that the seriousness of the hospitals reaching out like they were, the capacity being pushed to the limit like it was, and the efforts were put in the middle of November, and since then we've plateaued and we're coming down the backside and cresting, and we just have to hope that we can keep distancing and mitigating through the holidays, through Thanksgiving and Christmas, like I said, into next winter, and see what January, February, March bring. You're hearing things from Dr. Fauci like, second quarter 2021. Definitely third quarter, saying more definite type language, third quarter, we could be back to a new normal. And the new normal, we all know, won't be exactly what it was before. But, this is something that the vaccines are giving a lot of hope for the communities that are concerned the most, the vulnerable, et cetera. And the vaccine percentage of efficacy is they're putting out good numbers. It remains to be seen once we start distributing the vaccine, what happens if the counts start to move downward immediately, or if there's a delayed effect, if there's a certain percentage of the population that would have to be vaccinated before the counts start to really drastically drop off, it remains to be seen. We're going to have another interesting first quarter of 2021, but it seems that 2020 has been such a challenge, and we've got some light at the end of the tunnel now. So we look forward to what happens with with the vaccines, having hopefully crested another peak here with our COVID cases, getting kids back to school, keeping businesses open as we have from the beginning. Here's the 2021. Hopefully we can have a brighter day moving forward here.
No kidding. Texter says, is the governor planning to cancel Christmas?
Rhetorical question, I hope.
I forget where it was, but I forget somewhere down in, I don't remember the state, I shouldn't say, but there was some debate. They literally were saying, we need to cancel Christmas. And they're like, you don't have the power to do that exactly. But yeah. So to the extent that there would be any recommended restrictions on Thanksgiving be similar to something like what was done on Thanksgiving, Brent?
I would assume, and there's also the December 14th date coming up to see, how we move forward on the executive orders and state health officer orders that were done in middle of November. It all depends on what the trends are, what the positives look like, what the immediate future is looking like with the case counts and hospitalizations and capacities and how long-term care is holding up, what it's looking like in the schools as it's been for the last 8 or 9 months.
All right. Let's see here if we have another question related to a text, and I got to find it here. While I'm looking for it here, I'll go to the next topic that I want to cover with you. On the program, we've got a lot to cover here, folks, and only a short bit of time that is left between Lieutenant Governor Sanford's schedule and our break that comes up here in a couple of minutes. So we're trying to get to the works. Let me ask you a little bit about legislative priorities, because, it's December, in a handful of days here. It is... It's tomorrow, right? It's here. So, the organizing session, end of the month, and they're cranking for 80 session days starting next month. What would you say that the key legislative priorities are for the administration?
Well, the number one is the budget. When you've got a forecast that is based on a depressed oil economy, that the fact of the matter is in North Dakota, that's a flat budget at best. And so, the cost to carry items where you've got natural inflation, inflationary couple, 2 or 3% type, like wages and benefits and federal programs for health and human services type dictates that come down upon us as a state. I mean, you've got to have a little bit more money in the coffers moving forward as time goes on. So it's hard to get to a flat budget. We're pushing as hard as we can to keep a flat budget and keeping those oil forecasts that trickle down into the sales tax and income tax and all the rest of the revenues for the state. We're balancing that and trying to get everything accomplished for priorities, but also keep the budget balanced and move forward with strong conversation on legacy funds, which then trickles back into economy. It's something you and I wanted to touch on. The legacy fund conversation has been brisk throughout the interim, and COVID kind of knocked it back a bit, but we've had the legacy fund for 10 years. We have $7 billion in the legacy fund account. I chair the state investment office, the state investment board. We look at that every month of how those monies are invested and what the best returns are for the state of North Dakota. The legislature is looking at what we do after 10 years to spend those earnings as they are distributed to the general fund. Is that investing it in economic development opportunities? Is it investing in behavioral health, education? What might that be? R&D for new industries? That's a very robust conversation. But there's also a conversation about how do we invest the principal of the legacy fund. Are there ways to put out 1% loans for infrastructure development that we're investing in infrastructure projects worldwide by these investment accounts? So is there something we can do statewide that's a North Dakota effect and help spur the economy move big projects forward? So it's an exciting time to talk about what do we finally do with this legacy fund after 10 years of growing it to $7 billion, and then keep our priority of growing it further going forward.
We'll expand on that next time we chat. Sorry we didn't have more time today. Covered a lot of ground on a lot of topics. I did find the question I was asking, but I It's about college kids being paid to get COVID tests. So I'm going to get that answer from the folks at higher ed. Thanks, Brent. Take care.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In fact, as you count them up, over 80 SUVs. Looking for a like new sport utility? Your best deals at Schwann Buick GMC. All price ranges starting at $11,900. Save thousands of gently used Cadillacs, Yukons, Terrains, Equinoxes, Acadias. All reduced. Must go. Most come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Buy today and save us some of the lowest finance rates offered in years. Hurry for the best selection. See us on Memorial Highway under the gigantic American flag or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before 11, and this is what's on your mind. The hearing before the legislature in Arizona with the Trump campaign, Rudy Giuliani. Is he going? Is Rudy still going, Kev?
No, he just passed it off to Jenna Ellis.
Oh, she's sharp, too.
She's having kind of a her mic isn't quite working. So.
Oh, she isn't talking yet. All right. Janet
Ellis. Talking. It's just hard to understand her.
Is
right
a very a prominent attorney within the Trump world and worked closely with Rudy Giuliani. We've had Jan on before on the program, but he just finished, I don't know, what was that, a half hour, maybe a little more?
Oh, yeah.
With Rudy Giuliani. He got applause from the crowd there and
a lot of
approving nods from the legislators there.
Yeah.
And let me summarize his message. You have the power to do this, so do it. There's no restrictions whatsoever on the legislature. All of the power related to the electors is theirs. So if they see the evidence that's wrong, that's why the founders put it there. And Rudy made that case pretty darn well, which is true. That's the one thing I hear that I think the courts can't say anything because that's black and white. Really pretty amazing. So we're going to talk to Zane Erickson from North Star Ag in just a moment here. After we hear a little bit of Rudy from earlier in this hearing that's ongoing right now in Arizona.
This is him talking about you sign those certifications and they're not accurate. You could be breaking the law.
I think anybody who puts their name on that is getting very close to committing a crime. And I think anyone who stands by and lets it happen, maybe they're not committing a crime, but they've lost the sense of what it means that we have to fight to protect our values and our rights. Because there are always people, both externally and internally, who want to take them away. And I'm going to ask you to fight. And I'm going to ask you to try to implore the other members of your legislature to stand up to this. Do not be bullied. Do not be frightened. Your political career is worth losing if you can save the right to vote in America. In fact, I may get you a...
Yeah, no kidding. Do you know why Arizona is important? It is the state with the least margin between Trump and Biden. 10,457 votes separating the two. That's 11 electoral votes right now. And we know from our evidence earlier that there are 1.25 million issues that have been identified by the folks, Matt Banyard, that's been on the program before. No confidence that Joe Biden is a deserved winner of the election based on their findings. They've counted. They've talked to people. We'll stay on it, folks. We'll stay on it. Let us know what you see. Let us know what you'd like to know more about, and we're going to make it our mission to do it all the way through this. Zane Erickson is here. He is the president and owner of North Star Ag. They are celebrating their 10th year in business. Family-owned and operated. So, it's Cyber Local, a conversation time with Zane Erickson. Hey, Zane, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I understand that North Star Ag offers more than 25 different kinds of new and used equipment and more than 25 different brands. Tell us a little bit about that.
Correct. So we're a full-service short-line machinery dealership. So for people that don't know what short-line machinery is, it's the stuff that you pull behind your tractor or tender to the farm equipment that's out in the field or whatever. It's basically the stuff that doesn't have a motor or a transmission, basically. So we got 25 lines, 25 different manufacturers. We specialize in about 7, 8 of those, that we're probably best known for, have the best inventory and selection around.
Boy, how do you, is this what your customers want? You doing this, I assume, for your customers? They want variety. They want different brands to choose from, a large selection of equipment. Is that why you're doing what you're doing?
Correct. Yep. So when we first started, we actually started with three product lines. We had seed tenders, grain carts, and side dressers. And that was all awesome until the price of the corn went down and we kind of sold out of our market or whatever. The market filled up with those products. So then we had to figure, okay, we're doing all this marketing. How do we stay in front of the customer? How do we keep reselling to the customer kind of deal? Cause the customer acquisition is always the hardest. So we wanted to keep on selling to our current customers. So then we started diversifying into our products. And when we first started, it was really easy. We would start with products that that us on the farm needed, that wasn't really serviced in the area or didn't really know where to go for these products. So we would add these specialty products that filled a niche, and then there was a void in the market. So that's how we kind of got to where we are today.
That's interesting, really interesting. And I look forward to learning more about the good work you're doing in North Star Ag. Today is, we've dubbed it Local Monday, meaning forget the Cyber Monday stuff, find the local folks. North Star Ag, where you at, Zane?
So we're about 40 miles west of Fargo at the Tower City exit. We're on the southwest corner. We just opened up a new facility in August here, so we're right on the interstate.
All right, cruise. That's a tasty exit, too, I've heard. So it's a good reason to stop in Tower City. Take care. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in-network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.